but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought her walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da. Closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
Ricky Nelson, or I think by that point he was just going by Rick Nelson. Wrapping up that set of music with a Garden Party. Don't know if you know the actual story behind that song, Garden Party. So pull up a chair. I'm going to tell it to you. It was actually 50 years ago today. There was a show at Madison Square Garden. It was Richard Nader's Rock and Roll Revival Concert, and it featured Ricky Nelson, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Bobby Rydell were all on the bill. So Ricky Nelson comes out to play, and he comes out, you know, it's 1971. He comes out dressed like it's 1971. He's got like a purple velvet shirt on, and he's got bell bottoms, and his hair's down to his shoulders. And he kicks off the set with Hello Mary Lou, because, you know, that it was a rock and roll revival. But then he went into another song, which was, he called it Country Honk, but what it was a country version of Honky Tonk Woman, the Rolling Stones song. And the audience started to boo. Yeah. So there's some reports that they were booing because there was some police activity in the back, but Ricky Nelson thought it was regarding him and kind of booing him off the stage. So he left, walked off stage, never came back. So then he wrote this song about it. So as you're listening to the lyrics of the song, and I know now you got to go like, I wasn't, but now I'm going to have to. Yeah, you listen to the lyrics of the song, and he name drops Yoko. He references John Lennon. He talks about... I forget what the lyric is. It's something like Mr. Hughes hid in Dylan's shoes wearing a disguise. And what that actually was his next-door neighbor was George Harrison, who used the alias of Hughes whenever he would go out and about or stay in hotels and such. And apparently George Harrison was working on an album of all Bob Dylan covers. And it never came into fruition, but that was his reference there. There's a ton more references, but anyway, let me just tell you what else was in that set of music outside of Garden Party. The McCoys doing their version of Richie Valens' Come On, Let's Go. Also played the Dave Clark 5 doing a cover of The Contours' Do You Love Me. Dave Edmunds with his version of I Hear You Knocking. And speaking of the Rolling Stones kicked off that entire set because it's only rock and roll here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, a little program called Viva La Mock, exclusively here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You've been around for such a long time now. Maybe I could leave you, but I don't know how. And why should I be lonely every night when I can be with you? Oh, yes, you make it right, and I don't listen to the guys who say that you're bad for me, and I should turn you away, 'cause they don't know about us, and they've never heard of love. I get a feeling when I look at you, wherever you go now, I wanna be there too. They say we're crazy, but I just don't care, and if they keep on talking, still they get nowhere, so I don't mind if they don't understand. When I look at you and you hold my hand, 'cause they don't know about us, and they've never heard of love. Why should it matter to us if they don't approve? We should just take our chances while we've got nothing to lose.
We want, and the future is certain. Give us searching for Mr. Right, waiting up half the night. Feeling like I'll be dead before teaching myself to be the young and tall. How can I hope to be someone for you to see? Blind as the fate decrees, I will go on teaching myself to be the young and tall. Lose you against the light. Who can you be, Mr.
Classic, guided by voices here on the Viva La Mach radio program with Choking Tara. Before the guided by voices, how about some Young Marble Giants with Searching for Mr. Right? Also Talking Heads in that set with Road to Nowhere, and start off the entire set with some Kirstie McCall and They Don't Know. So talk about classic songs. That was four classic songs right there from the 80s and 90s for the most part. And speaking of 80s and 90s, I, the Mockster, I host an 80s, 90s night down at Arsenal Lane at the world-famous Arsenal Lanes each and every Thursday evening, spinning the best and the worst of the 80s and 90s, because that's my style, spinning the best and the worst of all sorts of music. Hey, if you want to hear a song, you're like, hey, I got a good one or a bad one, and you think I might play it, send me an email, wrcrequest@gmail.com, and I will put it in my noggin to play on a future show. And again, it's singular, WRCT request. I get that question. Is it requests? And my assumption is that when you email me, you're just giving me a request, not multiple requests. You may give me multiple requests if you want to, but it's my assumption that you just want to give me one request. So it's wrctrequest@gmail.com. You might have heard me play something from The Bats from New Zealand. How about playing something from a Bat offshoot? Robert Scott of The Bats has a band called The Clean since 1982. So let's play something from The Clean. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT.
we go.
Walk up, you want so many.
I just must be stuck with some Kiwi Pop in my head because that's my third Kiwi Pop song of my program. The Chills with Pink Frost here on the Viva La Mock radio show. And before the Chills, how about a little Imperial Teen from their 2002 release On with Ivanka? Raincoats in that set of music. Yeah, the Raincoats doing a classic Kinks tune. And it's actually a classic Raincoats tune at this point, at least their version of it. Yeah, them doing Lola. Start off the entire set with the Chills. The Chills, as I mentioned, just, again, more Kiwi Pop stuck in my head with the E-Motel. Speaking of pop, have you had breakfast for dinner? Have you? If not, pull up a chair on Sunday nights because DJ Chris Wired, he serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. It's power pop, it's punk, it's jangle pop, it's psychedelic. It's anything that feeds the mind. Again, it's Sunday nights. It's at 10 p.m. and it's right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Or you can find it streaming at WRCT. Now, another interesting fact. So we've got a show on this station called Whiskey Before Breakfast. We have a show that is breakfast for dinner. So why not have a show that's called Scrambled Eggs? Yeah, we've got one of those too. Yeah, it's excellent music. It's scrambled up every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. with your DJ over easy. So before I get in the next set, because I'm stuck in a pop set, and that's okay by me, and hopefully it's okay by you, but in a pop set, you might want to move around a little, right? So, okay, dads, I want to let you know it is time to dance. Now, I don't care if you're going to Cabbage Patch or maybe do the Running Man. Maybe you're going to break out in a little Jitterbug or something. Maybe something a little bit more contemporary, like maybe you're actually going to try to floss. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to look weird and you're going to do it wrong. But I don't care if you're not very good, because all I really care about is that you take that moment to dance with your kids. Because you know what? Dancing with your kids is a great way to bond with them. Indeed. So go to fatherhood.gov. Learn more about what I'm talking about, because be a dad. Yeah, be a dad for your kids. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Councils, and your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Don't you know? collection and the light would fade. Under my direction, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Now there's nothing left. Ooh, black magic coming down me. Yeah, black magic. So blind that I can't see anymore. Hear the truth. Been laughing round the skulls and bones, playing with the candles when you were home alone. It's a different story, but you might forget it. Careful what you wish for, 'cause you might regret it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Now there's nothing left. Ooh, black magic coming down on me. Yeah, black magic. So blind that I can't see anymore. So blind, so blind.
That's the L.A. band Ghost House with the Steve Wynn Penn tune, Black Magic. Now, I'm thinking to myself, Mockster, where were you last week or whenever you did that Steve Wynn mock and not putting that version in there? And it was just a complete mind meltdown. That one slipped the mock and should have been in there. So I played it for you this week. Before the Ghost House, Magnapop went back to that self-titled album for Favorite Writer. The B-Sides from Cincinnati, Ohio with Megan. Don't ever change Megan. Matthew Sweet gave you I've Been Waiting in this the records with Starry Eyes. Wrapping up yet another Power Pop Sense set of music because, you know, it's the Viva La Mock. It should be the Viva La Power Pop or something. I don't know, but it's the Viva La Mock radio program. We got about, 12 minutes left in this program, at least in this hour of this program. Got to ask, were you around 10-plus years ago when Reckless Eric was in town? What a great show. It was down at the Brillo Box. I was there. Hopefully you were there. If not, enjoy some Reckless Eric.
Money. Like the cat.
XTC, reminding you this is pop. And, well, I'm here to remind you that this is the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me be a part of your day, your evening, your morning. I don't know even what time it is, so let's just pretend that. Before the XTC, some new pornographers with the laws have changed, and start off the entire set with Reckless Eric and Take the Cash, K-A-S-H. Wow, we're getting up towards the top of yet another hour. Some things I should tell you is you're listening to, let's see, WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. Oh, if you have a request and you want to hear something on a future show, reach out to me. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the best way to do that. Also, I want to make it clear that when it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. Yeah, vaping is not safe for youth. You know why? Because you can actually, you actually put microscopic particles into your lungs when you vape. You know, dangerous things like metal into your body. And of course, there is nicotine. Don't be fooled. There is nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. So they have those appealing flavors. They also have high nicotine levels and lots of promotion on social media. So many kids think that vaping's harmless. It's just water vapor. It's guess what? It's not harmless. So you should talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they do hear you. This message is from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, SAMHSA, if you don't know what they like to call them. But their website is www.samhsa.gov. My website is wrct.org. You can see our entire schedule there. It changes. You know, we're into a fall schedule, so it's changed. There's some new shows. There's some old favorites, and well, then there's the Mockster. So, you know, hanging out with you, I've got John Fahey as my background music throughout the duration of the evening, and I don't know what else to tell you. Welcome aboard the Viva La Mock train. How about we call it that? Again, if you have a request, send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you look at your watch, look at your clock, look at your cell phone, whatever you find the time, you will find the time that this is the time that we here at WRCT Pittsburgh do what we call the WRCT Music and Radio Calendar. How about that? That sounds like fun, right? So let's turn our attention to find out what's going on around town and all that good stuff. Let me see here. I'm just going to click a couple buttons here to get this to this. And let's start off with the WRCT Radio Calendar. Hey, don't forget the Carnegie Museum of Art features Arts Inside Out. It's Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5. It's celebrating Pittsburgh's rich cultural landscape with performances, some jams, art activities, food, drink. Inside Out extends the museum's experience outdoors in a safe, physically distant environment. Live performances, DJs, art making, food trucks, local beers, kid-friendly treats, and so much more. It's Thursdays from 4 to 8 and Saturdays from noon to 5 at the Carnegie Museum of Art at 4400 Forbes Avenue in Pittsburgh. Also, don't forget that the Ligonier Highland Games, according to the schedule, are still on. So let's make that happen. It's out at Idlewild Park. It is the, let me look, I know this number. Oh, I forget what number it was, but it's a big one. Anyway, the Highland Games are the is a festive celebration of Scottish culture. You get to see Scottish music, traditional games, drumming, traditional food, dancing crafts. It's fun for the family.
More information and ticket information at LigonierHighlandGames.org. Also, each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7 in the Lawrenceville area in Arsenal Park, there is a farmer's market where you can find hosts of over 30 wonderful vendors. It's each and every Tuesday from 3 to 7, rain or shine. More information, you can call 412-802-7220. And that, my friends, is my WRCT radio calendar. Let's take a look at the WRCT music calendar. Now, this music calendar, and I think I've kind of warned you on this just a little bit, that you might want to check with the venues or just check on the web on some of these just to make sure the events are still happening. But they're on our calendar, so I just want you to be aware of them. For example, what do we got? What do we got coming up here in the near future? The Butcher Babies are playing with Infected Rain and Stitched Up Heart at Jurgles on Wednesday the 15th. Deer Tick in town at Mr. Small's on that same day. Carbon Leaf is playing the Thunderbird on the 16th. Oh, I forgot to mention, also on the 15th, I mentioned it earlier in my show, but I should say it again, Steve Wynn is performing at Bantha down in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. It's a small, intimate show with Steve Wynn. That is on the 15th. The legendary Shack Shakers are at the Hard Rock on Friday the 17th. You can also check out Jack Harlow with Babyface Ray at the Roxy Inn on Friday the 17th. Reckless Kelly comes to Jurgles on Sunday the 19th. Guar is in town that same night at Mr. Small's. Justin Hayward of Moody Blues fame is at the Carnegie Music Hall in Homestead on Monday, September 20th. Toad the Wet Sprocket is in town that same night playing at Jurgles. Faith No More is at Stage AE on Tuesday the 21st. Trombone Shorty at the Roxy that night. Let's give you a couple more shows just to think about. Dawes is coming to